Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Rick Smith, CEO of Taser International, which trades on the ticker on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TASR. And Taser is best known for developing and manufacturing the Advanced Electronic Control Device, ECD, designed for use in law enforcement, military corrections, etc. Thanks for joining us today, Rick.
Thanks for having me here.
Great. Start off by bringing us up to speed on the company's recent developments and some of the company.
Yeah, you know, frankly, this is the most exciting time in this company's history, probably since at least 2003. While certainly there's a lot of economic uncertainty out there, we have made a strategic decision about a year ago to really massively increase our research and development spending in efforts to really broaden our product offering in ways that we believe are going to create just really breakthrough long-term value. And we've not been daunted, even though obviously, like every company, we've seen our customers hit by the economic conditions, and that translates into some challenges for us at the top line. But we believe that investing now, as the economy starts to turn around, we will have a 24 to 36 month jump start over any potential competitors as we really kind of reposition our company from more of a pure products provider to now we are doing a, really a fully integrated systems provider. And I'll talk more about how that works with our new evidence.com software offering that dovetails together with the hardware Taser devices that everybody knows us for.
Well, please do.
Well, historically, our mission has been to protect lives. We are in the business of helping to resolve dangerous conflict or critical incidents, whether it's for individuals or law enforcement or the military, et cetera. And what we've learned is that really for law enforcement, which is our key customer, they account for about 80% of our revenues, the real challenge isn't just getting somebody into custody. It's the full process. Once they arrest somebody, there are all sorts of legal challenges. And frankly, that's where our customers spend an inordinate amount of their financial resources is in the post-incident litigation phase. At the core of our strategy now is to be a full-service provider where we are providing a solution set from the moment the officer is facing a resistant subject in the streets until it's through the full court system. And so you've probably seen our new on-officer mobile computing system, a tactical computer called the Axon, which takes all the benefits of the in-car video and now mounts it on the officer. So we can now record everything that officer sees to document exactly what happened in these cases. And we know from in-car video that studies that have been done show that, when there is video of an incident, over 96% of the time, officers are exonerated and litigation goes away, which saves massive amounts of money. So this new hardware set of this on-officer computer video recording device will take a lot of that uncertainty out of the post-incident litigation phase. And, in fact, we're tying that together with a new service offering called evidence.com, where as we've gone out and we've talked with agencies over the last several years, we've learned that they are really struggling with digital media. 10 years ago, video evidence was on VHS tapes, and they just treated it like physical evidence. But now, with all sorts of different digital media available, storing that evidence securely so that it meets the chain of custody requirements to be used in the legal process is something that's a really new challenge for agencies. And so we had this aha moment about 18 months ago that we realized the current homeland security and law enforcement space is sort of where consumers were with MP3 players in the late 1990s, where you could go buy an MP3 player, but then you had to go buy software and a computer and figure out how to get it all working together. And Apple, during the last recession, did something similar to what we're doing now. They invested more heavily in their R&D to bring an integrated consumer solution with the iPod and iTunes, where they brought a full solution to their customers. Hey, you buy this system, and you don't have to go figure out a bunch of disparate systems to get music on your MP3 player. Well, the same thing's happening today in law enforcement, where they can go buy digital cameras and digital in-car video systems and surveillance cameras, but then they have to go try and figure out how to set up their own digital evidence servers, and they've got to buy software, and they've got to do this all through their city IT department. It's very expensive and very challenging. So with this new Axon and Evidence.com, we are actually providing a turnkey solution so that law enforcement can capture, store, analyze, and use their digital evidence really with one-stop shop. And we actually are providing a hosted data center. So it's literally turnkey. We can have agencies live in a matter of days or weeks. And we're getting just phenomenal response from the customers we've talked to about this new hardware and software service offering.
Well, it certainly does sound innovative. And talk about some of the other trends in the market and how well-positioned Taser is to capitalize.
Well, you know, if you look at what's happening in our economy right now, with the fall-off in consumer spending, the federal government has come to the conclusion clearly that they need to step up governmental spending to fill the gap. Well, for a company like Taser, where 85-90% of our total revenue ends up coming from governmental customers, we actually stand to really benefit from the seismic shift of GDP spending from the private sector to the government sector. So companies like us that sell to government agencies can really benefit from, for example, the current stimulus package has about $4 billion of grant dollars that go to our customers in state and local law enforcement. And so we put on a very aggressive campaign reaching out to our customers with all sorts of tools and helplines to help position our products so that they're using those grant dollars, you know, frankly, to buy Taser products or these new digital evidence management products.
And what differentiates Taser from other players in your sector?
Well, you know, I think the biggest differentiator is the brand. We actually did a study and found that by a significant margin, we have the strongest brand in law enforcement. And that's because, you know, over the past 15 years, we have built relationships now with 14,000 agencies. And many of those agencies have found that Taser devices have altered the way they do business more than anything since the invention of the radio some 40 years ago. We've saved more than 50,000 lives from death or serious injury in altercations that previously, before Taser, they would have had to use a gun or a dangerous weapon on someone. And so because we have so significantly changed the way they do their jobs, law enforcement looks at Taser as really the technology leader. And now we're stepping out into a new space. You know, we've with this on-officer video recording and the digital evidence management, it's a new space for us. But you know what? We are known and trusted by law enforcement as people that can take complex technology, make it usable, tie it together with probably the best training programs in the industry. And we're finding that that brand leverage is something that's really making them amenable to looking to us to be the people to solve this next intractable problem. We've helped them solve the problem of how they deal with dangerous suspects in the field. Now we're going to give them a complete solution all the way through the legal system as they deal with those critical incidents. And so really the biggest difference is our reach, our customer trust, and then also our ability to innovate technology. You know, we've done things for law enforcement that have never been done before. And when we get done, you know, with this current initiative, frankly, it has the opportunity, the potential market from a revenue perspective is probably 5 to 10 times our current core Taser non-lethal weapons business. So there's a huge economic opportunity where we could see, you know, a dramatic, you know, multiples of our current top line over the coming years if we execute well.
And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will it be is it primarily organic, or will the company look for M&A activities as a catalyst for growth?
You know, we primarily focus on organic growth. You know, if you look at, for example, what we're doing with this Axon and Evidence.com, all told, we will have spent somewhere around $15 million to build this business. But as I mentioned, it has the revenue potential to be, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Those sort of, you don't generally find those sort of opportunities out in a competitive acquisition space. Now, we are always open in today's market. You know, Taser has a real advantage in that even with the massive investment we've made in building this new sort of organic business internally, we're still profitable, we're still cash flow positive, we're sitting on about $50 million in cash. So we do have our eyes open. And particularly now that we're getting into this software as a service with Evidence.com, that starts to open up all sorts of additional strategic partnerships or folks that we might look at to acquire different types of technology plugins. I should mention as well that, you know, the big play with evidence.com is we will be able to tie together thousands of law enforcement agencies, and we will be able to do so because we already have a presence with our TASER devices that already have to download information. So we can actually create this infrastructure in a way that allows agencies to start to share and collaborate on their digital evidence. There's nothing else like that today. I mean, the federal government is spending tens of billions of dollars on interoperability. Well, interoperability today generally is the federal government coming down and trying to get state and local law enforcement to upload information out of their indigenous and, frankly, usually dated IT systems. So evidence.com has the potential to become the unifier between agencies so that they can store, collaborate, search their digital evidence in ways that create really sort of the central nervous system for homeland security in this country. And I think when you realize the value proposition there is absolutely enormous, that if TASER can tie together these agencies because of our existing relationships and this breakthrough hardware that we provide, the software long-term is where the real value resides.
Good answer. And can you walk us through your experience, Rick, and through some of the background and experience of some of your key management figures?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this since 1993. I founded TASER International in a garage in Tucson. So I've been with this from the beginning. I do have a degree from Harvard and an MBA from University of Chicago. But this is my first job. I came right out of school and have built this company from zero to $100 million in revenue. In 2004, frankly, we were the top-performing stock in the world, and that's something we'd like to achieve again with our next levels of breakthrough. Our core business is pretty strong, and I think investors know the team. We've got former Steve Mercier, former Intel executive, running our operations. I think what people would really like to hear about is our software team. As people think, well, TASER with a software division, you know, how does that work? And what we did is last year we made a determination that in order to succeed, we couldn't just be another hardware company who hired a couple programmers. We wanted to really have world-class software development. So we put on an extensive recruiting campaign, and we ended up hiring a guy named Jazz Dillon, who was responsible for all strategy and business development at Microsoft Office Live. Now, Office Live is one of the major strategic initiatives at Microsoft where they're porting their Office suite of products to an online delivery mode. So for us to get a guy like Jazz to leave one of the most prestigious jobs at Microsoft to come and create TASER Virtual Systems, really, which is our organic greenfield startup in the software space, it was a big coup for us. And then Jazz was able to bring together, he's been twice CEO of successful internet companies before he went to Microsoft. And so he's tapped into his network, and we've brought together a team of about 22 people now, full-time, plus our contractors. And we've got, for example, Jason Droege, our VP of engineering. Jason wrote the first video search engine on the internet in 1997 called Scour.com that they grew to about 12 million users before they sold that company. Chris Van Vliet, our software, our head of architecture, has extensive background in the financial industry and other web services that deal with the levels of security that we're dealing with. Yogesh Saini, our head of Internet Services Group, worked with Jazz previously, was co-founder of a company called Blue Line Online that really revolutionized document and file sharing in the power industry that actually is a very similar business model to what we're now doing in the law enforcement industry. So we've been able to organically pull together just an absolutely world-class software development team that I would tell you, frankly, there's nobody else in law enforcement with this level of talent. The law enforcement space is generally dominated by hardware providers or by, system integrators that are generally doing one-off system integrations at different agencies. To have a team with the depth, we have over 100 years of experience in internet software as a service, sort of Web 3.0 technologies, and to be able to bring best-in-class from sort of the Salesforce.com Web 3.0 space into law enforcement is a huge competitive advantage. We don't see anybody else out there with the kind of capabilities we've been able to assemble, and we think that sets us up for another sort of breakthrough level of success that will be, in my mind, every bit as important as what we achieved with our TASER devices. When we tie together these Axon video recorders, we will create a global nervous system for law enforcement where the eyes and ears of Homeland Security can now interoperate, communicate, and analyze this data in ways that were never before possible.
Great. And can you talk about some of the company's specific objectives for the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, our biggest objectives are really focused on developing some of the new market space. So the launch of Axon at Evidence.com is planned for this summer around our annual conference, July 27th. We just had a milestone where we started shipping our area denial system, the Shockwave, which is a landmine alternative. This quarter, we will begin shipping the wireless Taser X-Rep, which is a shotgun shell with a Taser built into it. So it's a non-lethal bullet with built-in Taser capabilities. That's absolutely revolutionary. In fact, we've partnered with Mossberg, who is building for us a dedicated shotgun. So while our wireless Taser shotgun shell can be fired out of any shotgun, Mossberg, really the premier manufacturer of shotguns in the world, is building a device called the Taser X12, which is a dedicated shotgun that can only fire non-lethal rounds. If you put a lethal round in it, it will not, you can't fire it. So it's a big safety precaution for law enforcement to be sure that people don't make a mistake and launch the wrong round. We're also seeing a significant growth in the international markets. You know, historically, our bread and butter has been North America, where we have a very fragmented market with 18,000 state and local law enforcement agencies. So that's where we grew in our early days. And we continue to grow in the U.S., but internationally now we have the United Kingdom, where the Home Secretary has now stated that she can see the day in the not-too-distant future where every police officer in the United Kingdom is armed with a Taser. We're seeing similar movements in Australia and Singapore and France, Korea. So we're really investing heavily. We've opened sales operations now in Europe and in India. In the Middle East, we're currently in the process of recruiting to open a sales presence there. So really the big metrics over the next year to look for are continued international growth, the launch of these other non-lethal weapon systems, as well as the launch of the Axon and Evidence.com, which will be transformative for this company. And again, it's not that we're becoming a software company. It's we're becoming a full service, a full solutions provider. And again, one of the great examples to look at is the masterful job that Steve Jobs has done at Apple, taking Apple from really a computer company that was pretty well hardware focused to really an integrated solutions provider in the consumer space. And as such, as we all know, they went from zero to the world leader in music distribution. They're doing the same with video distribution now. They're creating both breakthrough hardware and software technology. So we really look at that as the future for Taser, where all of our devices are really nodes, intelligent nodes on a global law enforcement network that we're building from the ground up to enable our customers to deal with the challenges of the 21st century.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Rick Smith, CEO of Taser International, trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TASR, currently at $4.82 a share. And before we conclude, Rick, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Taser as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, you know why? We are investing in the future. We are undaunted by some of the challenges of the present. And whereas, you know, much of the world is focused on survival, we are focused on creating and dominating new markets that don't even exist today. Our core business is strong. Our financial foundation is strong. And frankly, difficult times are like ice ages. And the strong emerge stronger. And, you know, I'm a biologist in background, right? If you look at history, when there are major challenging times, the strong species really proliferate as you come out of those challenging times. And I think the same is true of business. You look for strong companies like Taser with strong balance sheets, with focused missions, and that have the opportunity not only to continue to dominate our core business, but now to build an adjacent business that could be 5 to 10 times larger, and is positioned to benefit from the seismic shift in our economy from private sector spending, which is retracting, to government sector spending, which is expanding significantly. So I think we are positioned to really benefit from all these different factors in ways that, frankly, very few companies can today.
Well, it sounds like a simple evolution, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And we'd like to thank you for updating us today, Rick.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Like I said, we're really excited with where we're at, and we view these current challenging times as just rife with opportunity. We're seeing potential competitors across the board are absolutely struggling for survival, and that means real competitive advantages for those of us who can look out 12, 18, 36 months and envision moving the ball down the field, not just focused on survival.
Correct, but actually thriving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we'll look back and the decision we made a year ago to really invest in building out these new products, in another 12 to 18 months, I think we're going to see major returns on that investment.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to it.
Thank you very much.